Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, along with my co-host and friend, Rick Hogg. How's it going, buddy?
Man, I am doing fantastic, Mark. I am on this side of the ground, so woo, I'm fired up. Plus two, let me tell you this, man. I got to thank the viewers and listeners out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time. Guys, we appreciate it. Top 2.5% of all podcasts globally. Couldn't do it without you. Listen here, man. Do us a big favor, man. Please hit that subscribe button, hit that like, hit that review, rating, all that good stuff. Share it with your friends and family. If you like it so much, do us a favor and support the page. Go to patreon.com/onTheRangePodcast. Zoom calls with us, training tips, videos, early access to all this goodness, man. And here's the thing, you know, we're going to start sweetening the pot, I think, when we find these sweet deals, because I got a couple sweet deals for you today, man. I think we'll start giving them the Patreons a little sooner, you know, so they can, as you like to say, save themselves a boatload of cash. But here's the deal, guys. I got two fantastic new offers, industry partners. Love these guys. Vertex. Go check them out. Great clothes, great packs. Man, they got some bomber rain gear too, man. Let me tell you, man, that jacket is, man, when you see that catalog come out, I think you'll be impressed. I was impressed just because it kept me dry. But here's the deal. OTR. I say again, OTR. Vertex. That will save you 20% on all their stuff. So go to Vertex, use code OTR, save you 20% on that. And then, you know, here's the thing, man. Our buddies over at Brute Force love these guys, man, because that is the very bags we're using to introduce physical dress at all of our law enforcement firearms training. And then, oh, by the way, during our civilian stuff, we do it as well. But Brute Force is kind of the tool we're using. Those guys over there, OTR 2021. That's right. OTR 2021. Save yourself 15%, or as Mark says, a boatload of cash. Check those guys out. Super great partners of ours. Appreciate all the support. And in turn, we just try to get some savings passed over to you. So, yeah, Mark, looking forward to another great episode with you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Wherever you are, thank you for making this part of your day. And today's episode is brought to you by Killcliff. So visit killcliff.com. Go check out all their flavors, the Ignite, the recovery drinks, the CBD products. Go check them out. And they are big supporters of On the Range and Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense and the training events that we do. Just love to have them on board. They have some great flavors. They're always coming out with new ones. Just unbelievable. They have a new one coming out, the Octane, which is 125 milligrams of good, clean green tea, as well as the benefit of CBD. So can't wait to check that out. We love them. We drink them all the time. And like I said, we always pass them along to our homies in the training world. And they're just great, man.
And you know, here's the thing. Killcliff, OTR 15, save 15%. Right. So I know we say it all the time, but, you know, here's the biggest thing. Just go check out our industry partner pages with all those codes. Because here's the thing. We try to keep them all the same, but some are this, some are that, some are just, you know, OTR in the number. You know what? If you get confused, you forget. You know, Mark, do you have them on your site yet?
I do. Yep.
Okay. So there you go. Either KellyDefense.com or Warhog.com. Check out do you get it under industry partners? Is that what you got listed as?
Yep.
There you go.
I do. Boom.
So yeah, man, there it is. That's the easiest thing. Check it out. And should you forget, should you want to check out those great products? Boom. Easy links.
Yeah. The best way to really help us out is just share these videos and these audios. Just share them, man. Wherever you're listening, make sure you give us a thumbs up emoji or a 5-star rating. Really appreciate it.
Help us beat that old algorithm.
Oh, God. Get that monkey off our back, buddy.
Yeah.
So the media.
Yep.
The media. So from the get-go, last August, from the get-go, they started just crucifying my man. And that, you know what? And the thing is they still lie, even though the verdict, a unanimous verdict by a jury of his peers who saw all the evidence, heard every bit of testimony, watched all the video, heard the back and forth of the instructions from the prosecutor and the judge and the defense, heard all that, was there the entire time that Mr. Rittenhouse was sitting there, how he acted, They heard every single bit of it, made a unanimous decision. And to be honest with you, I think it would have been a little bit quicker had they not had the prosecutor's office try to introduce video that they'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. That was another underhanded deal. So the jury comes back with a no all the way across the board, not guilty. Yep. So the media, then MSNBC and TYT in particular, man, now they're starting to make fun of the judge. He had a conversation in the middle of during recess, talking about his phone, and now they're making fun of him. They are savages, and they have absolutely zero interest in telling you the truth.
Nope.
They're still, and you brought up the point about the crossing the state lines. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. Open court testimony, another guy said, I brought it, and I gave it to him. It's my rifle. So he didn't do that.
No.
He didn't cross state lines because his dad lives there, and his job is there.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to say it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, the media has figured out that, I guess since they're no longer making money advertising or doing what they're doing, I have no idea. They're on this crazy power trip, right? And I think they're all in bed because if you look at a lot of them, you know, they've got big tech behind them. And it's all about skewing the truth. It's all about instilling fear, their agenda, their whatever. And the days of Walter Cronkite reporting, here's the facts or here's what we know, right? Boom.
Yeah. Those are over.
Done.
Over.
Done. And here's the deal. I've pretty much quit watching the news. I refuse to keep up with it because you know what? It's nothing but lies. Every time you turn around, it's just lie after lie after lie. And you know what? It just wastes my time. But I would tell people this, right? Am I still trying to keep abreast of what's going on? Sure, absolutely. Multiple sources. And then, by the way, I'm smart enough to draw my own conclusions. I'm tired of hearing the same rubbish narrative pushed.
Yeah. It's all for manipulation. It's manipulation of elections. And clearly on display that it's manipulation of this trial. There's no reason why they would try to take photos and follow the jury bus for any other reason to take pictures to intimidate.
There's
no other reason.
We know who you are. Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's the other thing, right? The media has turned into really just a hate nation splitting entity is all they are, and fear mongering. You know, they sit there and say, you're going to die from this. Everybody hates you. And it's like, I don't need to hear your crap. I don't need to hear your opinion. Just state the facts.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of like the weather guy. So you can give him a halfway break, right? Cause he gives you one of these 50-50 chance of raining tomorrow, dude.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Right.
Partly sunny with a chance of rain.
With a chance of rain. Okay.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Here's the thing. I can halfway. Okay, cool, dude. You're not lying, although you're not telling the truth, and you're just telling me you really don't know what you're saying, right? Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I would be happy if the news outlets kind of did that. But when you're blatantly dividing this country, when you're blatantly instilling fear, when you're blatantly fanning the flames of hate.
Yeah.
Stop.
And it's not just MSNBC. And I got to tell you, I trolled through the channels to see what the reaction was going to be. And I got to tell you, just to be fair, CNN and even ABC, they had a pretty fair take. They didn't like it. You could tell they didn't like it, but they had a pretty fair take. And it's not just the mainstream. It's not just these guys. It's bleeding over into ESPN. We have talked a lot about this. And I did an article at kellydefense.com about, and it's titled, I Used to Be an NBA and ESPN Fan. And go check that out. But it basically covers a former NBA star and a huge college star. Man, I was a big fan. My man gets on there and tells a flat-out lie. Flat-out lie. So go ahead and check it out. But they're going to continue to do it. And they're continuing to push this narrative that this is somehow for black and brown folks, that this is a horrible day and they're terrified that they're going to go out there and they're going to be hunted down and all this other stuff. My man was white, and so was the folks, everybody involved. So I'm not saying that they're not, their cause isn't just. I'm not saying that, but it's got so far out of whack. And man, there are so many problems that we need to work on in this country that we're not allowed to right now because of this stuff, because of stuff that's not true. And we, dude, we talk about it all the time. You can improve your fighting position all the time. You can be better. You can do things better. You can always work to be more efficient. And I would love to be able to talk about that stuff, but man, Joy Reid, Brian Williams, what a clown. He's leaving, by the way. He's after 28 years, he's taking a break. Maybe he's just like, look, I can't put this up, you know, up this much longer. He's leaving. I don't know. But what clowns they are.
But here's the thing, man. Nobody's sitting there, and I could be wrong, I don't know, pointing a gun at him, saying, read your teleprompter and say this. Right.
Well, Brian Williams, he might have been. He wait till the week's over. He might.
Well, but
there I was.
But my point being, we all have choices, right? and these guys are just—they're just as guilty as the network. You can't. You've got to have some personal accountability.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say hypothetically, my wife walks up here, dry erase board, and writes something on there that's totally just rubbish. Oh, hang on. Breaking news. China virus Delta or variant X-ray now coming and everyone's dying.
Yeah.
Where are you getting this, you know, rubbish from? But they sit there and it's like it rolls off their tongue like it's nothing. And I'm like, whoa, time out.
Yeah. The days of being first and wrong is gone, or is where we're at. It's not being last and, you know, factual. Those days are gone. It's they want to be first. They don't care if it's wrong. And then if they even do it, they'll print some kind of a little bit retraction, you know.
But I don't, Mark, I don't even think it's that. I think it's just...
I don't know.
It's somehow these propaganda engines. That's what I'm going to call them because they're not news outlets, right? They're pumping propaganda.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's all it is. It's instilling, you know, you're putting the American people basically in a fear entity.
Yeah.
And they know if they start causing racial divisions, that's going to cause dramas.
Yeah.
You know, how this whole trial went from what happened to now all of a sudden there was some type of, I forget the word they use, some type of racial injustice or something. And I'm like, where did race, why are we sticking race in this thing? It's got nothing to do with it.
No. And I think that's, you know, kind of what you were hitting earlier was it's this narrative that they're trying to maintain. They have to maintain that this is part of that narrative to divide and make people upset. That's what they want. And I don't know why, because you can see what happened in Virginia. That's not going to stop.
It's not, but I think, you know, it goes back to, you know, you look at the classic, you know, Soviet propaganda. It's just pumping the people. I mean, you're just keeping the people in that fear state so that the state can control. And it's almost like, you know, these news outlets are now the new propaganda machines.
Yeah, great point.
Because think about it. Soviet news back in the day put out exactly what the Soviet government wanted. There's no reporting of news. No. It was putting out propaganda. And I mean, I'm almost sitting here going, wow, am I going to have to like truck through waist deep snow to get some toilet paper this winter?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it. Yeah. But I mean, even with that, you know, even with the news entities, man, cut them out.
Yeah.
Go find, you know, I got it. Might be a little hard. You might have to read some things, right? Trust me, it's all right. Go read you some different articles, but
yeah,
find that true source.
It's crazy because I think you're really correct that when you look at these examples, and one being the pandemic, there is no reason why half of this country should be terrified of the pandemic. The numbers just are not there. There's a vaccine available. There's boosters.
There's a shot.
I stand corrected. There's a shot available. There's a poke that is available.
Yep. A jab.
And now there's a couple companies, Pfizer and Merck, I think, being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a treatment coming out very soon that, in my opinion, should, all intents and purposes, end it, completely end it. And we'll see where it goes. But there's no reason at this point why everybody should be scared. And then, you turn on the TV on Saturdays, and you see some of these college stadiums that have 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
100. Not one of them are wearing a mask. They're all drinking, exchanging cups, and doing all this stuff. And nothing.
Because those are the losing my train of thought here. Unindoctrinated. Those that have been indoctrinated, right? Let's think about it. Those that have been indoctrinated, they're in a fear state.
Yeah.
They're sitting
there. And I feel terrible for them.
I don't. I really don't. I'm sorry, man. For what? The indoctrinated? The people that are,
Yeah, dude.
I feel nothing for them. It's like, really, if you're going to be that stupid, because that's what it is. It's stupidity. Right.
So I think we're talking about the same thing. So you really believe that they're indoctrinated and not truly scared? You think
I think it's both. They're indoctrinated into fear. They've been indoctrinated into the fear concept of this whole, you know, and I hate even using the word pandemic. I call it the China virus because that's what I like. Right.
Yeah.
They've been indoctrinated into fear. It's the same morons that you see driving in their car, but as a singleton wearing their freaking mask. Really? Are you that freaking stupid?
Yeah.
That's the whole point. The way this whole thing has been handled, you know, in part has to do with the propaganda machine, the way they pumped out their info. Dude, you catch the thing, you're going to die. Give me a break, man. You know, it was nothing
but that's relentless, bro.
Dude.
Death, relentless.
Death. Yeah. And, you know, now you want to talk about, you know, how many people got the jab. And it's like, no, dude, you know, and I get it. People, you know, I've had conversation with people and they start getting aggravated, right? Because it's like, hey, dude, don't call it a vaccine, first and foremost, right? So why is it that we call smallpox a vaccine, right? Granted, we had to bring smallpox back because all the vaccinated somehow at some point it fizzled out because we're no longer giving, you know, smallpox vaccines. Then all of a sudden the smallpox came back. Okay, fine. But why do we call it the flu shot? Why is it not the flu vaccine? And you can sit there and go, you're being, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Facetious.
Facetious as far as verbiage or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. If we had just said, hey, man, we got a COVID shot. How many more do you think we'd have? Everybody.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You know, because it's like, cool. Hey, man, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to stop it, but you're not going to get so walloped. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But it's just the way this whole thing's been handled, man. And
it's amazing.
The propaganda machine, it, to me, is the number one driving entity behind all that.
Yeah, and they got a playbook and they're following it. Did you see? I was watching a podcast, and I don't know if I want to mention his podcast or not. I'm kind of, the jury's out. But he had found a video on YouTube, and it was dozens of newscasters, weather people, whatever, standing in front of the camera, and somehow they were able to sync up the audio, right? What the people were saying. And they were all saying the exact same line. And they were talking about, oh yeah, this is a danger to our democracy. And in the like dozens of these newscasters all were saying the exact same 5 or 6, 7 words. And they're from different, one was from my home city. And it was, you know, all the rest of around, all around the country, and they were all reading the exact same news story, exact same. Unbelievable. Now, if that doesn't show you that they're putting this out for the masses, when I'm talking about these news agencies, mm-hmm. the AP, they're definitely doing it. And yeah. they're trying to do it for some reason.
And that's the magical thing. I can't put my thumb on.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to figure out who's the puppet master. Who's pulling the strings?
I don't know.
Because you've DNC got every,
maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. They got the juice. You know.
Well, you know, someone's pulling the strings because the president has a medical issue, medical procedure performed.
Mm-hmm.
Comes rolling out of Marine One.
Mm-hmm.
Talks to the press corps. One of them says, "Hey, what do you think about the trial verdict?" First thing he said that I've ever heard him say that, well, I shouldn't say that, but the first thing he said that I thought was completely honest from an old school American politician. And he says, "You know, the jury system works. I've got to stand by what the jury concluded." That's what he said.
Boom.
2 hours later, you know what happened. Tweets, everything. He's angry.
Hang him from the tree.
Yeah. You're disappointed, just like the president is. You're disappointed. Yeah. I'm disappointed. I know you're angry. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So they couldn't let old boy be honest. Couldn't let it happen.
Yeah.
And then,
well, it's no different. I forget we were talking about it before. He said one thing, and then same thing a couple hours later. Oh, that's not what I said. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, who?
Someone's pulling even the president's strings. Someone's pulling his strings.
Yeah. Who's the puppet master? That's the question of the hour. I think that's the more scary part when it comes to all this stuff is, you know.
You know, it's almost like they don't think that he's going to say something stupid. They think he's going to say something like that, which is against the narrative. That to them is probably worse than him saying something stupid.
What did he say? Oh.
What a great piece of footage. All you listeners, man, I encourage you to go check that out.
Yeah, and I probably need to go roll back through our podcast and listen and figure out what he said. Something, they were same thing. He said one thing.
Oh, was it about the Constitution and with Kamala Harris?
It's I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway,
But
it wasn't a debate. It was basically he said one thing. And literally a couple hours later, the narrative 180 out.
Yeah.
So that's the part. It's like, who?
I don't know.
And to me, it that's the whole part that really I'm concerned with is.
Yeah. Because they're on the same page, bro. Big
time. So we go from, you know, again, looking at how Ronnie Reagan did business, right? Love that guy.
Yeah.
Dealing with our communist counterparts, and it was always, hey man, shrink the government down, steadfast, you know, here's what's going on, not flip-flopping on this. To fast forward, here we are, and we've got a guy who doesn't have all of his cognitive ability sitting there flip-flopping, you know, what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I could see like some things there's no way to flip-flop, right? Hey man, jury system works. Boom. There's nothing else to be said. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. That's the beauty with this country, right? Your opinion in that case doesn't matter. I mean, you can have your opinion, but the jury spoke. You know?
Yeah.
And we've watched it where
how easy people, is that?
Dude, people tie their emotions to a verdict. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I sit there and go, all right, cats, how many is sitting there? How many have you even done jury duty or just snake out of it?
Yeah, I have. Have you done that?
I have not. Oh,
brutal, man.
So I was basically waived, when I was active duty. Here's the thing. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I got my notice in the mail. Hey, man, here's your jury duty. I did have to reschedule. Because I fully wanted to do. It wasn't like I was trying to negate. I was just like, hey, can we reschedule? They gave me some new dates. Said, yep, that works. I was fully looking forward to doing jury duty. I mean, I look at it as part of my civic duty, right?
It is. I agree. Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I was hoping for a juicy case, man. The way it works here, you know, is I call the evening before, you know, the magic number after 6 o'clock. I guess that's when they get all the dockets together. And I get a notice. Your services are not required. Dang. Thank you for, you know, boom. And that was my jury duty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When will I get another one? I don't know. But I just, you know, why are you going to sit there, burn your neighborhood down, go kill people, do whatever stupid things you're going to do because a jury of your peers.
Who's got nothing to do with nothing.
Nothing. You know, they're 12 people sitting in there and it's basically present the facts.
Yeah.
And I mean, if
anybody believes that everybody involved in that court proceeding is racist, then I think you're dealing with some kind of a clinical issue where there's something going on other than you listening to reason. You're not listening to any reason.
But what was the racist issue?
There wasn't any.
Exactly.
They're trying to say that the events that led up to that and why the people were taken to the streets were because of Jacob Blake.
Whoa. Has nothing to do.
No.
Here's the thing. This is my whole thing, right? And this is why I kind of look back at the whole Soviet indoctrination and everything else. It's, hey, man, if you can split the people, there you go. And how do we split? We split via race. Mm-hmm. So who cares what went on? That is irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, why he was there? Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
What matters is you're bringing him to trial on 3 counts of murder or attempted murder or whatever they...
No, the highest level murder, yeah.
You know, 2 counts. Whatever they're looking to do that, right? Okay. So here's the deal. The jury of his peers heard all the facts presented.
Yep.
And the jury said, you know what? We're not buying it. Not guilty. Boom.
Yeah.
On all counts.
All counts.
So my
and if
question
I'm not mistaken, they actually switched out a couple of the jurors near the end, and they're allowed to do that according to I'm speaking out of 100% knowledge. I know that there's a lot of rules where you have alternates and they all hear it in case someone gets sick or something. Mm-hmm. They all hear the evidence and they switched out two of them and still unanimous.
Yeah. Because I think usually on those larger cases, I think the jury pool is actually either 15 or 18.
Yeah.
For that sole purpose of you've got some floats or spares. Now, granted, you've got your 12 that, you know, are going to vote. The other ones are just kind of there, right? And when it comes to time for deliberation, they got nothing to do with that. They're there, like you said, somebody gets sick, whatever goes on.
Yeah. Everything's different. I mean, everything's different in each state, but
every state.
We're close on this one, guys. We're close on this one.
Fairly close.
Yeah.
But here's my point. Why do we keep going everything back to race? Because it's a division, right? You want to.
Yeah. They're just pushing that narrative. Yeah.
You're driving a wedge. So let's think about it. Why am I going to sit there and go, you know, he was acquitted on all charges when now is the propaganda machine, if I'm looking to divide our great country, I drive the wedge of hate to go, oh, it's about race.
Yeah.
And again, if you're not in tune to it, or if you're just catching it from the background, oh, race, what?
Yeah.
Now you start fanning the flame of hate again, and we're right back to, guys, stop.
Yeah. And just like in Virginia and even New Jersey, that was close, man. Mm-hmm. Automatic recount because it was so close.
Yeah.
Americans, you know, all of them. And we talked about it with the refunding the police. I don't care what color you are. If you're living in that neighborhood and you're like, hey, man, yeah, this is some, I want the cops to show up. This is the same way. This is look, this isn't about race. What if that was me? What if that was my kid? I'd want a fair trial.
Yeah.
And that's not what it appeared to that it was going. And thank goodness for America. This was a win for America that justice at least was fair. You don't have to like what the decision was, but at least justice was fair. And you got to ask, there's a lot of other high profile cases and trials that happened recently that the outcomes were probably the way they should have come, but I don't know how fair they were, trials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The thing is, you still have to have faith in the system, right?
And we're losing it quickly.
Well, we are. But here's the thing. I think at least as far as the judicial side, if it does end up going to court, the only saving grace is you are being judged by your peers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
Yeah,
that's the bottom
line. There was never a chance he was going to be convicted. Never.
No.
If anything, it would have been a hung jury and then declared a mistrial with prejudice against the prosecution because of all the antics. That would have been. And in some ways, you know what, Rick? I don't know if now that it was an acquittal, a lot of these things that the prosecutors were doing that we had talked about already earlier in the broadcast is not going to come up now because it's just over. It's not going to be argued in appeals. It's not going to be nothing.
Right. And I'm glad it's not. However.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But you know what I'm saying? It's like.
No, totally. But here's the part. Here's the part I don't know. Right. I don't know what power that judge has or what he can do against that prosecutor. Right. So that would be. Can he? I don't know. Could he charge him with something? I don't know if he broke the law there or not.
Well, there's a process in the Bar Association in my home state.
Right.
And there is a process, yes.
But can he bring him up or file a complaint or whatever with the bar?
I don't think so. If the defense doesn't say anything or if on his own, you mean? I don't know.
No, I'm saying the judge.
Right. Yeah.
Because
the judge on his own, I don't know.
He had some heart-to-heart talks.
Oh, yeah. Many
with that prosecutor, right? Yeah. And he pretty much said, "Hey, dude,
dressed him down, man."
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? I told you no, and you still go.
Yeah,
you know. So, I would hope. And again, I don't know. And this is kind of the great thing with our country, right? We got pretty much 50 different rules or 50 different ways to kind of do things in the smaller or the state level. But I would hope that. Maybe the judge can do something, bring it up to the bar and say, "Hey, dude, here's your walking papers."
I don't know. I don't know if the assistant district attorney is elected. I don't know if it's a municipal hire. I don't know. Here I know the main prosecutor is elected.
Yeah.
He gets to form his own team.
I can't. And that's why I think the assistant isn't. I think the assistant is just kind of, if you want to say a hire, but I could be wrong. I'm trying to think of the ballot box and what I've seen, and I can't.
Yeah. Ours, I just, you know, it's typically just the county prosecutor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's typically, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That and the judges.
Well, great conversation, buddy.
Yeah,
I think
man.
It needed to be had. People were probably... curious about what our take was.
Yeah. And here's the thing, people got to have their conversations as well, regardless what topic it is, because I think that's how we get better at things, right? That's how we get more educated. So if I sit there and go, "Hey, what's Mark's view?" Even somebody that's 180 out for me, I'll still listen to what you got to say. Doesn't mean you're going to sit there and sell me, but you might bring up a nugget that I can sit there and go, or maybe sit there and spark something that goes, "All right, I didn't look at it this way." But, to my fellow Americans, man, just do your homework, research people, start figuring out who's going to be on that ballot box and get the right people in there so we don't have these bozos in there. Cancel your cable, throw all those news agencies in the trash.
Yeah.
Where to get it from, I don't have a good one, I can tell you. You know, because you got to sift too many to look through and see what's best.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Yeah, man.
Try to stay positive. Always. Yeah. So
dude, you want some positive? I'm gonna give you some final closing positivity, right? Here you go. OTR 2021 for brute force, save 15%. Yep. and then use OTR at Vertex, save you 20%. If that doesn't keep you positive and stick a boatload of cash back in your pocket, boom, I don't know what will. So,
yeah, man. Well, yeah. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll do this again here this week. And let us know what you think in the comments, guys. Also, check out warhog.com and kellydefense.com. Don't forget to check out warhog.com/inhonorofduco. And also, don't forget to check out our Patreon page and all of our previous episodes of Vantage Point, Warhog, Words of Wisdom, and On the Range podcast. All right, let's do it again, buddy.
You know it, pal.
All right, man.
See you. Bye.